All right, 5 o'clock on a Friday. Let's do this. Let's hit the books. Part of the Hammer Betting Network, alongside the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Joey Knish, producer extraordinaire Zach Phillips. I am merely Brad Powers. Before we get to all your comments and questions for the upcoming bowl games, a nice slate coming up not only on Friday night here as we're leading into tonight's game, but a nice slate for tomorrow. Before we recap, a 2-0. That's right, 2-0 start as far as best bets. Before we get to all that and a hell of a lot more, let me remind everybody that Hit the Books is brought to you by BetStamp. The easiest way to improve as a sports bettor is to use multiple sports books, always getting the best odds. We recommend using an odds comparison tool like BetStamp. BetStamp compares odds across every sports book for games, futures, and player props. You can save time and money by checking BetStamp before you bet. Download the app today. If you are looking to sign up for a new sportsbook account, please check out the offers available at betstamp.app/hitthebooks, or you can hit the link in the description. If you sign up through this page, it does help support the show. Knish, nice easy winner for a rocking chair winner for us. I know some other people liked Syracuse, despite no OC, no quarterback, but +3.5 was nice. 45-0 outright win.
Yeah, that's about as easy as it gets for baby Boca Raton. I don't like to be, Mr. I don't know what's got there. I know some other people are on Syracuse early in the day yesterday. There was a wave of Syracuse money that bet it through the three. I don't know. I just didn't see. I kept asking a few people I work with in that, with the way they ended the season, the firings, the Wildcat QB, and early in that game, it was pretty obvious that the offense wasn't going to work, and they were going to get boat raced. So, good win there. Wish they could all be like that, I'd sleep a lot better. Nice to have a nice smooth win. A nice for a team to get up by 28 and actually still win. That was very refreshing. Yeah, so that was a nice change of pace.
Does anybody really know what's going on in any of these games?
If they're being
truly honest, does anybody know? I'm talking bettors, players, coaches, viewers. Does anybody really have a great feel for this?
I was talking to the YBYB guys yesterday and saying, if you really want to like live bet in some of these instances, and you saw, and we keep going back to this, like in the Western Kentucky game where like the water boy coach's kid or whatever gets the first few series, they go down there, then they put in the real quarterback and they come and bet. And like, there's been a bunch of like guys playing the first quarter, first half, hitting a certain number. Georgia Southern out at the bar till 3 a.m. getting hammered. There's just so many different angles in bowl season that I don't think apply to the regular season, which if you got the jump on some of that or you're paying attention, great. If you go into a game and maybe it wasn't known, then you're like, oh, well, nice to see that, the team was out till 6 a.m. or that the star player is only playing a first half. So, yeah, there's so much just random crap and nowadays that it can be frustrating, can be beneficial, easy to, hopefully we can kind of roll with the punches. So nice one last night, though.
I want to mention I am wearing the hat. Thank you to Tony, friend of the program. Great. Sent me the hat, says he's tired of me wearing any other team except Michigan.
I agree, so, Tony. Nice of Tony to finally get you some real good looking apparel there.
Yeah, so I promised him I would wear it on today's show. So if you're listening or watching, Tony, thank you very much for the Michigan hat. I am a Harbaugh fan. Not a Michigan fan, but I do like Harbaugh, to say the least. I'm not sure that I like Michigan. I will not be wearing the hat on New Year's Day, though. I will tell you that, unless I lose a bet. I don't plan on losing, though. Before we get to questions, let me just remind everybody best bets so far. And, if CLV means anything, we're looking pretty good in a lot of these. Oklahoma State +3. Rutgers +3.5, Wyoming -150 on the money line, Oregon State +6.5, USC +7.5, BC and SMU under 51.5, LSU -7. Speaking of, and there, if you're watching live or you're watching as far as the YouTube channel, you can see them posted there. I do want to hit the LSU news because there was some big news today. LSU is going to lose their offensive coordinator, Mike Denbrock, is going to leave and go over to Notre Dame and be the OC there. Denbrock will not call plays as far as the bowl game goes. Do I think it's a significant negative for the bowl game? No, I'm still happy with our LSU bet, to say the least. Market says we're still good there. We're up to 10. But I do think it's a really good hire for Notre Dame, to say the least. Huge upgrade for them going from Parker to Dembrock. Significant. So as a Notre Dame fan, I'm pretty pumped up, man. That was a good move. Notre Dame's handling their business. They're spending money. They're doing it quickly, not loudly. They're just getting things done in a very timely manner. This is buttoned up as they've been. Since I've been following it, honestly, we'd have to go to the Lou Holtz days, and nobody remembers that now at this point.
I agree. It was one of those, like, last year, I think, you know what? They didn't compound the mistake, right? Last year, they kind of learned, they went a little cheap on Ludwig or whatever happened there, that the deal kind of fell through. This year, handled the business. Brought back, you know, obviously LSU, insane offense this year. Went and got the quarterback, identified early. Same thing as Hartman last year, got it done. And now you get a real OC in there. So I agree. Notre Dame, you know, and they didn't freak out about some of the early Freeman stuff, and kind of everybody, you know, there's a little bit of a learning curve there, but I think he's a good head coach, good recruiter. So yeah, the program seems to be heading in the right direction, and that's what they really needed. Well, you know, I think what they were missing this year from being a potential playoff team was not only the OC, but also some, you know, probably that skill talent on the outside. So addressing that in a number of factors. And I think they, you know, can be a team that going forward is kind of getting back to the level that people remember from the Lou Holtz day, where, you know, you don't have to go back 20 years to remember them, you know, being in that. So yeah, it's I think they're doing solid stuff there in South Bend.
With a 12-team playoff next year, I'm just going to set the expectations. This playoff or bust for Notre Dame with what they got in the portal. For now, having, as long as they can hold on to Al Golden as DC, I mean, that should be a playoff team next year. Let's get, without further ado, let's get to the comments, questions in the chat. RW Fan 23, please discuss. Yeah, he's in always early. Auburn, Maryland, please discuss it. Well, I mean, obviously the big move happened the other day with Maryland starting quarterback Talia Tungavailoa being out. Line went from 2.5 to 7. Would I bet it now? I would not. You either got it or you didn't. I unfortunately am going to say this on a lot of games, but 7 seems relatively fair. Did you take part in this Auburn money here?
Yeah, there was. And honestly, I it was one of those. Got the word right before McMurphy tweeted it, so was not able to get down the position that I would have liked to have on that one. Obviously, if I knew, Brett was going to tweet it like 3 minutes after I got the info, went a lot harder. So yeah, that was, I wish I had a little bit bigger position than I ended up with, but yeah, a little bit on there. I don't know, it's Billy Edwards, right? I think that he's still on.
Yeah, he's okay, to be honest with you. Yeah, I've seen him a lot.
I don't know if it's a massive downgrade. Talia, you know, he had high highs and some low lows in terms of, you know, turnovers there. It always seemed like, when he was having a good game, there'd always be then this, like, oh, I'm going to throw it to kind of ruin any chance. I actually might get a little interested in the over here.
Yes. Agree. Let's wait. Let's not fire now, but yeah. I think 45 is a go.
That's the number I was looking for too. But I don't think Maryland's defense, is gonna, especially they lost their best player Brandon to Michigan. The Talia downgrade probably not as significant as we think. So yeah, I'm kind of the opinion there that you know, this is probably a little bit too much of an adjustment on the total, even where it's at now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go now, though, because, I mean, you know, those late Johnny come lately. He's, Maryland's quarterback's out. Well, let's, you know, bet under. So do you want to be patient? Wait a little bit? We've still got time. Or no? Yeah, or you think it's going to get hit?
Well, the fact that we're discussing at length now might make it a little
concerning. All right, I agree. Over. I've already got the over at a bad number. It doesn't matter to me. Over.
We can lock it in there. I think it's good where it's honestly, even like 45.5, 46 out there. That's fine to me. Obviously, if you can find a flat 45, I don't see too much, but I still think that's still think those are worth play. It's just too much of an adjustment for a game that I agree with you. I kind of liked the over to begin with, and now we're getting a discount when I don't know if you know it's really that impactful. So I like the over there.
Yeah, I bet a bad number, 48.5. Got a lot of bad tickets.
I think he gets back there.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Best bet for those of you watching. We hit it early. All right, RW fan, another game, Troy Duke. Ooh, I mean, too much uncertainty for me. Both teams, interim coaches. I think price, I think, matters a little bit. Obviously, we're right around that key number of 7. I would lean Troy at 6.5. If you told me you leaned Duke at 7.5, I would understand those two positions. But at 7, pretty much across the board, no play for me. Did you get involved? I did bet Troy. Full disclosure, I laid 6.5 with Troy.
Yeah, I got involved with a little Troy early. And some guys I work with actually bet a little Duke the other day at over, I think, 7.5, 8 on there. There's still some couple of 7.5s out there. I'm with you on that one. I think the Troy early was probably good. I figured over a touchdown, you'd have some Duke buyers. I know Duke's missing a large chunk of their roster. There's just not too much to like in this one where it's at. I think we do have a Joey props on this one that I just filled earlier. So we can give a little something here. And this is franchise approved. He liked the Duke Loftus passing yardage over Grayson Loftus. One that, and I know there was actually some people taking part in some of the over once it dropped under 44. So I think this is one that maybe a little bit higher scoring. And Duke, and there was some, a 202?
Oh, wow. ESPN bets up there. That
Yeah. 202 there. If you can jump in on that one. And that's just, I think I played a 199.5. So, right about there. So 202 is good. Duke really changed their offense. Now they're missing their best receiver. So that would be if you want the antithesis of this play, it's that they lost their best receiver. But down the stretch,
Duke plus seven on the money line.
On the money line here. But down the stretch, they're playing much faster. They're throwing a little bit more. After Leonard kind of went out, they kind of went away from that. Like, we're going to have to, they really had no other offensive, plan they do without him. So, that one, like the passing yardage over a bit on Loftus. And to be honest with you, like the over where it's at, just overall in the game.
You on best bet over?
You like it at four? I know.
I'm indifferent.
Okay. Let's
stick with Loftus.
Okay.
Trying to think what I made it without. If both teams were full operational, I made it 48. I lean that way. David in the chat, Missouri plus 1.5 or wait. Interesting. I like the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I know you came back on the BPs, came back on some Ohio. And I agree. I think all these Ohio State guys that we talked about are going to play, you'll get a better number on Missouri. This will go back to 3, probably, 3, maybe at highest, I think 3.5. So I think you get more Ohio State steam as some of those guys. Again, this is contingent on the majority of Ohio State players. Maybe Marvin Harrison doesn't, but Ibuka, Burke, some of the other defensive guys, apparently word is they're all going to play.
Yeah.
We'll see. So, again, there'll be more Ohio State money, assuming those guys are in.
Hearing good practice reports about Devin Brown at quarterback, too. That's another reason.
Did we talk about this guy? Is Ohio State going to go into 24 with Devin Brown and a freshman? I just don't. And I know some people to me, I'm not a Devin Brown guy. And in terms of, I don't think his ceiling is high enough to justify. Like, if you're Ryan Day – and you're probably fired if you lose, one Michigan and another game next year. You're going to go in with Brown and Aaron Nolan?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either, but I
heard that Cam Ward was looking for $2 million, and they didn't want to pay that.
I can't play. That's a big chunk of money for. And don't get me wrong, Cam Ward, nice college player, but $2 million for Cam Ward?
Yeah, that's what I heard. And some of this stuff, I think, is actually, it's believable, honestly. And it wasn't from some idiot on a message board. It was from someone relatively reliable. So I don't know. My guess is they'll end up getting someone we're not even thinking about right now. That's my guess. We'll see. They are pretty happy with Devin Brown, and they like Aaron Nolan. But wow, I'm a gambling guy. I'm not making that gamble.
No, hell no.
If I'm Ryan Day.
Not where Ryan Day's at in the pro. If I make, I'm telling them to. If Cam Ward needs $2 million, then and again, you might. You know what? If you're a collective person, I don't know. If you're Ryan Day, be like, you know, like, I'm gonna have to see it. You're gonna have to do what you're doing. I don't know if I'm spending $2 million. I might be spending more money on a new coach next year.
I like that. Well put. Charles in the chat, ODU not covering is on my Mount Rushmore for worst losses. Anyone you guys remember that still hurt? More watch alongs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People love that. Unfortunately, yeah. No game going right now for us to melt down on.
Worst ever. Well, I had a few. I had one last year. The Boise State Utah State game was really bad. When you have a 17 point underdog that you think has a chance to win outright and you don't even cover. We're talking in the final 2 minutes. That was rough. And then the bowl game for me goes back to my first really bad beat that I remember that I had some money on was the Belk Bowl, Duke Cincinnati. It just had all the check marks. Duke team trying to win the first bowl game, excited to be there. Cincinnati had an interim coach, not sure that they want to be there. Duke is probably going to win the game outright. They're more than a touchdown underdog, and somehow they don't cover. So, the Belk Bowl, and I think 2012 season is the one that I remember. You got one that sticks out to you?
Honestly, and you know what? This is going to go way off the reservation. The worst beat I can remember in my life. Now, this is 2014, so I was a lot broker then. It was USA-Portugal World Cup game. I had, like, for the time, a large bet on USA money line, which was, like, plus 350 or something, and they were up 2-1. With literally like 15 seconds to go in the game, wow. The last kick of the game, Ronaldo crosses it. I forget the guy's name on Portugal, heads it in as the game. It was like the last play of the game. And I remember like slamming like down on like my coffee table at that time and just being in shambles for hours. So that was the one that brings up the most college football. I think it's just college football. Like, you have almost been desensitized to it at this point. But yeah, that was the one that I'll never forget as like a top one in lifetime.
I got one right here. See that? You see that? Anybody watching? Her name was Olivia. She broke my heart. No, I'm kidding. that was my worst beat. No, I'm kidding. For Jaws fans, that's funny. But yeah, wow. Last kick in a soccer game. That's rough. You know, you seem to always, not necessarily the ones you lost the most money, but the ones that played out, left a scar early on in your career. You're like, oh, fuck, this shit can happen to me. Those are the ones that you tend to remember. Charles in the chat, do you think FSU is going to get out of the ACC? Well, they want to. The conference would collapse at that point. Miami and Clemson would follow them. Yeah, I mean, they definitely want to. I don't know. Does the Big Ten and SEC really want them, though?
I saw some tweet today. I forget. Maybe it was McMurray. Something like they thought that the amount it would cost them to get out of the conference due to like the TV deals and the legal seat would be like $1 billion or something. Like the estimate that they were saying like that to get out of the conference now was just such an insane amount of money. So yeah, I think they want, but that TV, it's sad how this is like the TV, the what destroyed the Pac-12 was, I forget his name, but the Pac-12 network failure and their last TV deal going belly up, and the ACC is going to suffer the same fate. They locked everybody into this like 15 year TV deal till 2034. And the ESPN as the SEC, that's their conference. They're promoting, ACC on the back burner. So yeah, I mean, FSU, you feel for them. They're in a tough spot. They got screwed and it doesn't look like they have a way out. So,
oof. They have a way in. No, it's called the 12-team playoff. They'll be all right.
I agree. Yeah, now with the playoff, you won't have to worry about
let
that.
Let it simmer a little bit, you know, instead of you're going to be a 2-3 loss program in those other conferences. I mean, really good programs better get used to, you know, not going unbeaten. I'll put it that way.
For sure.
I'm even talking the Alabamas of the world. Are those fan bases ready to lose a game or two every year? Because when you're playing that kind of competition, it's not, you know, Mississippi State.
That's
going to
be such a shift, like a cultural shift in college football in these mega conferences of like 12-0 is just not going to happen. You might have a one, but any of these, you know, even the legendary top tier programs, like it's just not going to be possible anymore. Like you can't get up six straight weeks versus like, you know, again. So yeah, that's going to be an interesting, you know, hope people in 2024 of people like not melting down the losses. Good luck.
Yeah. I mean, it's ingrained in you that every week and every game matters in college football. That's why I'm anxious to see if there's some meltdowns in the fan bases. That should make Twitter at least fun. John Stuff in the chat, San Jose State -9.5 against Coastal. We did finally see a little bit of Coastal money. I lean that way. I'll be honest with you. I know it's supposed to be windy, and I know Coastal's got the third-string quarterback, but he's played a bunch, and it's always windy on the islands. I don't agree with the total being down where it's at. So I like at the current numbers, I like over 48.5.
Yeah, I bet a little Coastal out there. Are we going head to head on this baby, or you lost?
No, I don't like that. Head to head on the total. I'll go head to head on the total.
Oh no! I was on the side. I know you were a smart.
No, I just made a bet. I mean, everyone. Oh, you made a bet. I make a bet on every freaking game. I mean, come on. I mean, some that I'm willing to. The bet's enough for me. No, I'm not going head to head.
All right.
What number you want to go head to head at? I bet it matters. I bet you took 10.5 and I'm happy laying 9.5, right? Am I right?
Yeah, no, I like Coastal a little bit at the 10. I
would not go head to head at 10. It's either right, laying 9.5.
I agree
or
on the over lean even with the win.
Yeah, I mean it always calls for that. Hell, I remember that as a kid watching the late night Hawaii games. There'd be like blowing trash on the field and stuff. I used to remember that very well. John Stuff, Rutgers pick versus Miami. Well, I mean, it was the best. I still lean that way. That's how much of how strongly I like that best bet. I think Rutgers wins, but if you've been following along 2 weeks ago, we gave out Rutgers +3.5. So, I mean, at some point, this should matter. I would love us to go unbeaten in bowl
this
season.
Game where the total is 40 and it's going to be on a baseball field in, late December. So, yeah, I think this is one. And I tend to agree. It's hard to imagine Miami, especially with who's showing up. Like they're. I mean, I don't know. I just. And again, I'm not a Rutgers truther by any means, but it should be a disgusting game. A game that is just three. Like three is so valuable in this. Like the game that we're expecting, especially if they get some weather, any of that. So I'd still lean that way at money line, but obviously I like where we got in.
Yep. Mark asked in the chat, Utah State -1.5 over Georgia State looks easy. What am I missing? A little bit of Georgia State money in the marketplace. They said tailgate tent. They said Brad Powers. You don't know what you're talking about. I like Utah State. If I had to add the current numbers right now for tomorrow's games, I still like Utah State -1.5. Favorite bet.
This is one that the Joey Fence. I don't have a strong take on this game, side or total. I know you guys like some Utah State. I know there were some Georgia State buyers. I can see both angles. I think you've got one, a team that's leaned on their defense all year. One team that, kind of on their rushing offense has been. And, you factor in the lower tier of the Sun Belt so far.
Not exactly. Zero covers for the Sun Belt so far.
Not exactly. And again, I don't want to go crazy with the sample and all that, but it obviously has not looked impressive. So, that's a long-winded way of saying I don't know. I know, the BP in the tent like Utah State. I'm pretty neutral at where this at. So nothing. I don't have a big stake on where what it has 1.5.
I like Marcus Carroll, the running back for Georgia State. He's out. Top wide receiver portal. They had like four guys hit the portal, and they all went to Power Five teams. So
that's fair.
That's losing a lot. And I think Utah State's familiarity with the blue turf, I think, matters a little. Does it matter on a year-in and year-out basis now? No. But for a Georgia State team, there might be a little bit of a culture shock going from the South to Boise, Idaho. I think all that. We'll see. Me and the Tent are on that one. And speaking of that, because I don't see any questions on it, me and the Tent are also locked side by side tonight. Georgia Tech, we got the +6 against Blue Horseshoe. Are you with Blue Horseshoe and the UCF money here? What's going on?
Oh, baby. I didn't know the horseshoe. You know, I didn't know he was outside the South Point having a hot dog betting, whatever number is only at
the South Point. He's not allowed in the South Point. He gets arrested if he goes
in there. Well, good. Good. Hopefully, they lock him up there. But no, I will say this is another one. I know once the number got up there, I agree, with the Tech play, it's come down a bit. This is like the most high variance game. If I'm recommending here, it would be to live bet this game. I think it'd be massively high variance. I think you go both ways. So it's not something that at the current I would want to get involved in, but a game that I think should be a good live betting battle.
What about the total? Aaron's asking about that. I agreed with the money on the over. I'm not running now to bet over at the current numbers. Are you?
No, same thing. And I know it kind of peaked, 67.5, maybe some 68, come down a bit. Yeah. If you want me to play devil's advocate, it's two teams that are probably going to run a lot with a running clock there. But at the same time,
tempo, though.
Yeah. Both using tempo, both defenses pretty suspect at times. Yeah. Yeah, one that I think it's a better watch than it is a betting for where their numbers are at right now.
I agree. And when it wasn't best bet material for me, it's just, that's the side I'm leaning on tonight. I think it's honestly one of the better bowl games. I mean, should be. I think two teams that are a little bit better than their record, relatively evenly matched. Hopefully we get a good bowl game tonight. Michael in the chat, Bowling Green +3.5. Thoughts? I think they're the right side, but it was 6.5. I'm just the guy, the points matter guy in me still says a number should matter. You're a little late to the party, but I'd lean Bowling Green +3.5.
Me too. I played some early Bowling Green. I played some more at there was a rogue 4.5 the other day. Actually add a little more there. Still some four.
Still find some four. So make sure you're getting that four.
Well, it's 4.5, 120. So about four, but honestly, I still think four is I think Minnesota's awful, and now I don't know if their quarterback is playing this game, but I think
third-string quarterback.
Yeah, so I just think I don't, I know that it's come down a lot, from opening there. If you didn't jump on, I still think it's good. I'd play at the three. Bowling Green's defense was relatively impressive throughout, most of the year, and I don't think they didn't get killed by the portal, at least so far. Minnesota was a team all year that I just was extremely unimpressed with, especially offensively. So, and now they lost the DC. That's one that I think the Falcons sink the boat, baby. So
that would sink the boat if Minnesota lost outright.
Now I will say Fleck has been good in his, he's gotten a
unbeaten in bowl games in Minnesota. What, he's won five?
Yeah, I was gonna say he has a great history of being able to get these teams out. However, he hasn't gone through a bowl game where, this many, this kind of opt-outs and loss of DC. So that's when I'm still like the Falcons there.
I know Minnesota's defense wasn't great this year, but I really like Joe Rossi, the DC. That's trouble when he's leaving to go to Michigan State. I mean, not Michigan, Michigan State. To me, that screams, that's kind of a lateral move, isn't it? It seems like that to me. Oof. Bob in the chat, Auburn team total over, better than a field goal. You make that out?
I'll give you just to that. I played some Auburn team total over 26.5. If that helps you, Bob.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're able to lay the three or something before it got steamed up, then there you go. You're in a good spot. But I did play some Auburn team total over as well.
Fair enough. It makes sense now. If Auburn -3, we're back where it was. Okay, I'm understanding that. You're sharper than me. I didn't understand that, but yeah. Auburn team total makes some sense there. Philip in the chat. Zach mentioned he doesn't have bet stamp for the Auburn team total. Yeah, a lot of those have been slow to get. Even though these lines have been out for a couple weeks, these team totals are not available until you get like 24, 48 hours before the game starting. So they know they can be taking advantage there. Philip in the chat, Georgia State money line versus Utah State. No, I like Utah State, but there is some difference of opinions there. Phillip, I do agree with Air Force money line against James Madison tomorrow. I like the Force tomorrow. Do you?
Yeah, played him at a couple numbers. It looked like Larrier's back, so he's in. The only thing is like JMU is still on the where like they've got like a dozen portal guys that like say they're playing, but are they playing? And then is McLeod?
Yeah, I agree.
Is McLeod gonna play the entire game? He says he's in. So what you get out of JMU is gonna be, you know, nobody knows until kickoff here. So but it's one of those where if you don't got like a lot of guys bought in, are you stopping the triple option really? It's like, I don't know. And then, you know, you've got the coaching staff chain. So are you really repping, you know, triple option for 3 weeks here to prepare for it? I don't know. So yeah, gun to my head, would still take the Force.
One thing with all the uncertainty with bowl games and opt-outs, I looked at it. Air Force has won and covered 4 straight bowl games. Navy has won and covered 5 of their last 6 bowl games. Army has won 4 of their last 5 bowl games. You don't have to worry about effort with the Service Academy team. So, yeah, I like Air Force quite a bit.
I did see the one Air Force running back hit the portal. How does an Air Force guy hit the portal? How do you get out of that?
I don't know how you get out of that.
Right. Like, I don't know. Do you hit the portal and then, you know, say I'll be back once my 4 years is up?
I don't know what that commitment is. I know Notre Dame got a safety from Navy a couple years ago. I don't know. BK in the chat. Yep, we already talked to UCF. Here's a personal question for you. Kanish, did you relapse on any of the caffeine yet?
No, Joey's staying strong, baby. I am drinking some decaf. So I found a decaf cold brew on Amazon. So I've been having a glass of decaf.
Oh, you were searching?
I did. I was dead because I'm a cold brew guy. I don't like it hot. Okay. So it's hard to find a decaf cold brew, I will say. So there was this one I found out. I don't even know the brand, but hashtag no free ad. But honestly, the taste is pretty good. The no caffeine has been good for, you know, just anxiety levels and general sanity. So was good to take a break. I'll probably, you know, I'm not saying I'll be no caffeine forever, but needed a little break. And the decafs are all right. You know, I will say when there's some football on and it's noon and you really want to, you know, have a large cold brew and go crazy. Do I miss some of that? Yes. But I understand as you get older, sometimes you got to make decisions that maybe, you know, are not as great for you.
I hear you on that. I'm going to have to make decisions on that. I'm impressed that you were able to do it during football. After football.
Well, it was the end. I was hitting the burnout end of the season phase. So it was like, okay, what can I do here to take some stress off? So that was one big one. So we'll see. And no, it's been sticking for decaf cold brew. Yeah, I know. It's honestly, it's not cheap either. Like I'm probably paying what I was at Starbucks for it, but yeah, it is, you know, you got to do what you got to do, Connor.
BK also in the chat, his most confident is Wyoming. Pray for him. Well, I mean, I think they're the right side. Markets agreed with that. Obviously Craig Bowl final game. I do think they'll be happy to try to send him out a winner, and then Daquan Finn being out. So
playing? Do you know the name of the Toledo backup?
Yeah, Tucker Gleason. He's pretty good. He's played.
Oh yeah, now that you say that, yeah. So
Jason Candle's name's been out for jobs yet again. I don't know how focused he is. I think Wyoming's pretty locked in. They'll have the crowd edge for that one. Although their OC did take the North Dakota State head coaching job, so that worries me a little bit there.
Yeah.
Mark asked in the chat, Virginia Tech up to 10.5. Does Tulane have a quarterback? I haven't got the official word yet. Obviously, Pratt's out. Kai Horton is in the transfer portal. He's their backup. I have not gotten official word if he's playing or not. Otherwise, they're down to a third stringer. I like Virginia Tech. It was my tout service game of the year. Not a 10.5, though, I must say. But I still would lean Virginia Tech. I think they blow out Tulane. You know me. I have not liked Tulane for weeks. It's not just because Pratt's out and Willie Fritz is gone and all that. I think this team has been overrated all year.
Yeah, I think it's, as you said, if there's no Horton, then I think it's still good. Obviously, you would want to check on that. But if he doesn't play, I would still play.
Hopefully we get a South Florida 45-0 type performance. That's what I want. Will it happen? No, because, I mean, I'll probably have to – it'll be a nail-biter probably, knowing my luck this year. Virginia Tech will turn over 5 times. Grant, in the chat, Iowa State minus 9.5 is his best bet. You know, here's the thing with Iowa State. When expectations are low with Matt Campbell, he has a season like he is this year. When expectations are high, and expectations are high in this game, with him being a 9.5-point favorite, I don't know if that's ideal laying it there. With that being said, I bet Iowa State this bowl season.
It's a very valid point. He's always been the back as a big dog type coach. Even though this year's team was a little different, kind of more offensively driven than some that. But I tend to agree. They're bringing a lot back. They didn't get hit hard by the portal. Memphis, total fraud. I'd still lean that way. But again, obviously, we're in at some better numbers on this one. But at under 10, I'd still lean that way.
All right, there you go on that one. Let's get to some other ones in the chat. Kansas, UNLV over. This is from John Stuff. I think that's the right side. It continues to get hit, though. I'm just not running the window to lay these bowl games over in the mid-60s, kind of similar to the Knights UCF-Georgia Tech game. I think it's the right side, but I am worried. Kotal Nicki's gone for Kansas. I think he's an elite play caller off the Penn State.
UNLV's quarterback at the portal, and it's
he's gonna stay.
Did he end up coming back?
I went on local radio here in Vegas and I said, yeah, he's gone. I got the brunt of that. You don't know what you're talking about. That was a fake report. I guess it was an erroneous report from a few weeks ago.
Well, I definitely, like, depending on, I don't know, the UNLV insiders are over in there that are trolling you, but I mean, to be honest with you, if he was out, I'd lean playing under at this number. If it's Brumfeld with him, then I wouldn't. But
I think Brumfeld did hit the portal.
Brumfeld hit the portal. Okay, I
thought. Yeah, Maiava. The word was that he would hit the portal, but I guess it was untrue.
Keeping up with this is a thrill. I agree. Like, it's usually hard to be like in prime form after taking a month off to hit these 70 totals with the running clock and all that. It's like, I agree with you. Like, I understand why the number got bet up, but no, I think just it's too rich now.
John's got another over, Rice, Texas State over. The under actually took money, didn't it? That game sat at the same side in total for 2 weeks and finally got hit in the last couple of days. A little bit under money, a little bit of Texas State money. I ain't got much. I'll say this about the game. If you told me both teams are going to play their A game, Texas State's a side because they just have a much, much higher ceiling. But I trust Rice more. I just do. That's 6 there at DK. At 6, I would bet Rice, and I have bet that number.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, super high variance team. Texas State looked great. Looked unstoppable in some play. Looked awful in some games. Rice seemed okay without Daniels, in those performances. Not as high, but that's another one that I'm pretty conflicted on in terms of where it's at. So I don't really have anything on that one at the moment. And as far as the total, that's one I would actually lean on because of, I think, if anything, you're going to get Texas State chaos. That I would actually lean that over more so, but haven't played it.
That game is on Tuesday. Speaking of Tuesday, special time. So obviously, guys, have a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We will not have a show on Christmas Day on Monday. We will have a show on Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, leading into that big monster epic quick lane bowl between Minnesota and BG. So we'll get you all squared away for that. So make
game
sure
of the year. I might get off the show and head down, go live stream from the quick lane.
Lock of the year. I would bet no on that happening. Right? Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I don't know if I'm looking to spend my day after at Ford Field.
I bet not. Not for BG in Minnesota. Hell no. So make sure again, guys, Tuesday, next time we'll see you Tuesday at 11 a.m. A few more questions here. I do have a hard out in 15 minutes. I am needed elsewhere. Flat 14 at Camp Tom in the chat. Flat 14. Oh, you know what? One more thing I want to mention. Texas State, Rice. Here's the actual info I can give you. If the Sun Belt continues to underperform on Saturday, there's what, six Sun Belt teams? Say they go like 1-5 and they got 10 results and they've covered like one game. You will see money come in against Texas State at that point because the sample size would be big enough to say, hey, this conference just flat out sucks this year. So that with that being the only Sun Belt team left on the board, that could be a possibility there if the Sun Belt underperforms. Tom in the chat, flat 14 over at Canby, a play on Georgia. I can't lay 14. I know Florida State's got a ton of opt-outs. Georgia hasn't had hardly any, at least announced so far. If I had to bet anything right now in that game, I'd bet under.
Yeah, I'm still, and it's come down a bit. But again, I think we both really liked the under when it was, 46.5, 47. It's come down. Would still kind of lean that. I don't know how Florida State's gonna.
How they score? Do they score more than 14 points? I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either. It's a brutal, opt outs got any. You see, this is mostly gone through the 14 everywhere. I would still, lean that way. Am I looking to lay two TDs though? Probably not. But I mean, I think there's two ways you can go. You can be like, oh, we're going to, go into this game. We got screwed out of the playoff and we're going to make a statement here by beating Georgia. Doesn't really look like they're doing. It's more so like, we're out of the playoff and, half our starters are not going to play. So
that's sad, man.
Yeah,
the Orange Bowl, you're 13-0. That doesn't mean anything. That is a sad day in college football. Oof. And the two-time defending national champs, I mean, that game would be celebrated like you wouldn't believe for most of college football history. Ooh. Can't wait for the 12-team, I guess. That's what everybody wants is the 12-team. We'll see. Ethan in the chat, clones team total, Iowa State. I haven't, again, I haven't dived into these team totals. They're just not widely available until, we get closer to kickoff. Have you done anything there?
No, not anything.
I haven't done anything on the total, period. I bet Iowa State, and that was it in the game.
Yeah, I agree there. But I think, I usually tend to, unless I'm really, double down on the side and the team total, especially after, you're talking a move here. I think it's, 30, even the small limited 33.5 there. So, no, I haven't gotten into it.
Michael in the chat, Arizona -3 thoughts. You like Arizona, don't you? I like Oklahoma.
We go head to head here. I bet some Arizona at Oat when it would, but at around pick or around okay. That number, and then it got across 3. So I can see why the buyback happened there. I think 3 is the right number, and this is why I know I said this on a few games, but this is just when I think 3 feels like the right number here.
Yeah, Old Tout release was going to go on Oklahoma until, because I don't think Jackson Arnold is going to be that significant of a downgrade from Dylan Gabriel, but 3 offensive linemen out. I can't get there. I do lean with Oklahoma. I can't get anything more than that on the Sooners though, but I will be rooting for 10th there in that game for Oklahoma. Should be a good, let's hope there's not very many more opt outs on that one. That one's a good clean game. Cause man, matchup-wise, that's a pretty interesting game. Looking at it here, unless we got any more games, is there any other games that you were itching to talk about value-wise? We did give out a few best bets, including a...
The only one I was going to is... I'm still, and I know another service gave out Kentucky at the touchdown. I'm still... And you know what? Most of the 4.5s got bought out. There's still some there. I am still leaning Clemson in this Gator Bowl here. Even with the 5, which way do you think that one goes, too?
I don't know. That's a good question. I bet Kentucky on open, but I mean, my pure numbers are 6. I made it.
Yeah,
6.
Let's wait. See if you can get 4, a little.
Yeah, I mean, 4. It's a 4. I'm going. I mean, I'm not going for many middles, but 4 would be a middle for me. I would say, let's lay it with Clemson.
Some people still ask on LSU at 10.
Isn't there still some 9.5s available?
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with the smaller play on 9.5. A 10 would probably be the pass, though. There's a smattering of 9.5s out there.
Yeah, there's yeah, look at that. Come on.
Kyle,
do a better job of shopping. Get more than one out. I mean, come on. FanDuel and DraftKings? I know they don't bet you for much, but I mean, last I checked, they're in pretty much every state. Is that Cambi books too? Come on.
Use BetStamp and shop it, Kyle. Come on. Yes,
come on. Cross promotion, BetStamp. Lay 9.5. There. Just for that, I want it to fall 10. Just to prove you a point, Kyle. But yeah, 9.5 still a smaller bet. But if you're watching the show, and I know it hasn't mattered much this year, we are getting you the best of the number. We laid 7. Yeah, hopefully we can win. I'm still pretty confident, even without Dembrock. I think maybe Brian Kelly would be pissed. And also there's words that, you know, the co-OCs that they have might be, you know, auditioning for the permanent gig. They do like those two young guys. So two young guys might be a little bit more aggressive than Dembrock might have been. So I still like LSU minus the 9.5. And so far, guys have not opted out. Thomas and Neighbors are practicing at wide receiver. So they're going to crush Wisconsin. That's my hope. Jamil in the chat, is Utah Northwestern still a stay away? I got boots on the ground for this one. Old Man Powers was at an event on Fremont Street on Wednesday night. They had some like team event there. You know, they do their like karaoke and all these contests, yeah, bowling and stuff. He told me on a per man basis, because both teams were completely there, Utah is much bigger than Northwestern. That's what he told me. So he asked me, he didn't even know what I bet. He's like, what do you got in this Northwestern Utah game? Because he's down on Fremont. I'm still stuck here working. And I said, well, I kind of lean Northwestern. He's like, oof, I don't know, man. I was just there. Utah. It looks like they got a 30-40 pound per man advantage. So he's like, good luck. So we'll see. Yeah. He's not a gambling expert, but I do trust his scouting ability when he's looking
His Mac lean's been pretty good too. But I wouldn't, if you told me Northwestern, you got it at over a TD than that. I agree. Under a TD now, not for me.
Agree with that. Yeah. If you get 7 or more Northwestern, I will say the old man asked me to bet Utah -6. So we'll see if he's right. See if he cashes a bet here. I'm going to the game. So we'll see what happens there. I'm excited to go to a bowl game, I guess. I don't know. Anymore, you just get like, it doesn't matter. I will say the last time, quick story before we head out. He said it was kind of similar. Me and him were down at the national championship game media day where they have all the players. You can interview every single player for both teams, Notre Dame, Alabama. I got to tell you, at that time, unfortunately, I wasn't betting big at all. But we saw Notre Dame come in first, and then we saw Alabama come in, and it was literally like watching the freshmen play on like a Saturday morning compared to the varsity on Friday night. It was strikingly different. It looked like two teams, like, I mean, a peewee team versus a real team. I mean, it was... We both said to each other, like, if Notre Dame comes within 14 points, we'll be stunned. That's how big it was. So he said it wasn't as bad, but he did say it was pretty striking between the two teams. So we'll see if the old man's right. And we'll recap that and a lot more bets. Let's recap the best bets before we sign off here. And then we'll wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays before we talk to you on Tuesday. So the ones that we gave out today, Maryland, Auburn, over 45.5. That was a sneaky one. I didn't know that you were going to go that way, but I like that overcorrection in the market for Talia being out for Maryland. I got an offensive-minded coach there in Hugh Freeze. They'll probably want to finish the season strong. And I believe first prop play of the bowl season.
First one.
Grayson Loftus over 202.5 pass yards there against Troy. I like it. Any closing thoughts?
Just a happy holiday, Merry Christmas to everybody. Appreciate everybody that's been rolling with us through the year, watching, listening along. So hopefully we can keep it rolling in bowl season, and you know, we'll see everybody Tuesday.
All right, very well said. For the man, the myth, the legend himself, Joey Knish, producer extraordinaire Zach Phillips. For everybody that's watched us, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. You just watched Hit the Books, part of the Hammer Betting Network.